Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Champagne. LSU's offensive line has struggled to be dominant in the trenches and win the line of scrimmage. After the 31-24 loss to Vanderbilt, head coach Brian Kelly says that the entire unit needs to play with more physicality moving forward, especially with number 3 Texas A&M coming to Baton Rouge this weekend.
I think we need to be more physical. I think there's always the need for physicality. How you play this game is about who you are. Football is a game of violent collisions, and certainly from an offensive line standpoint, everybody's going to look towards the physicality there on the offensive line. Those are the best 5 guys we got out there.
Louisiana Tech hosts Western Kentucky in a pivotal conference matchup tonight at 6:30 p.m. Head coach Sonny Cumbie is looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd.
We want to be undefeated at home. We feel like that, you know, our guys have played with a lot of confidence, a lot of speed here, and you know, it'd be big. You know, the biggest thing too is you get another conference win, and this is a game where both teams are you know, fighting for, you know, to stay at the top of the conference.
LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Southern has fired head coach Terrence Graves after leading the team to a 1-6 record to start the season. Graves finishes with a 9-11 record in his 2 years with the program. The Jaguars have named former Alcorn State head coach and current co-offensive coordinator Fred McNair as the interim head coach. In McNair's 8 years with the Braves, he had a 48-33 overall record. McNair's debut as the interim head coach will be on Saturday in Baton Rouge at 4 p.m. against Florida A&M University. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler turned it over 4 times in Sunday's 26-14 loss to the Bears. Head coach Kellen Moore says despite that poor performance, Rattler will remain as the starting quarterback while backup Tyler Shuck continues to develop.
We just got to get better on offense. You had obviously the turnovers in this game, but he's played a lot of good football, and so we got to get better. I think he's going to continue to grow and get better. Tyler's gotten better as the season's gone on as well, and so obviously his is behind the scenes, and he gets to develop from a scout team quarterback perspective, and so both these guys are continuing to grow, and they're going to get better.
LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. This is Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the Editor, Glenn Gilbo, and Andre Champagne, our producer, also a reporter for Tiger Rag and the Louisiana Radio Network. Well, 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 what an interesting 3 days it's been in Louisiana since LSU fell to Vanderbilt by a touchdown, 31-24 in a game that feels like, even though they lost by 7 points, it almost feels like they lost by 70 points just because of how Vanderbilt dominated the game, especially their ability to just move up and down the field and the way they harassed Garrett Nussmeier throughout the entire game, and then just the fallout from it. You're talking about a 5-2 team, but the tide has turned here for Coach Brian Kelly. This is a spot in his time at LSU. It's, as he brought it up there, he said the angst. There has not been this much angst against Coach Brian Kelly, as this team does not appear like a college football playoff team. And it's a team that could easily only win just 7 games in the regular season, especially if they're not able to beat Texas A&M, Alabama, or Oklahoma. Guys, your thoughts on where the Tigers are at? And I know the last time LSU lost to Ole Miss, Todd, you were angry. Are you angry tonight?
No, I'm depressed. You know, I'm depressed because Vanderbilt was much better than LSU. And, you know, everybody says, well, they only lost by 7 points. And like you alluded to, it was much worse than that. It was much worse than that. As a matter of fact, if you take Xavier Thomas's score away, because it was basically it was a great run, and I'm not taking anything away from him.
It was kind of a desperation.
I think he almost shoved it left-handed.
Yeah, it was
lucky. And then he broke so many tackles right there at the beginning. I mean, that was kind of a fluke touchdown.
Great play, but it was kind of a weird touchdown.
Yeah. So you take that off the board, and then you add the Pavia sliding at the 1 yard line in the last 3 minutes, you know, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
How non-Pavia was that? How un-Pavia was that?
Yeah, but they would have won by 21 points.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean.
And that's almost like a better in your face when you sit down at the 1 yard line. Because you're saying, hey, I could have scored, but we're going to be nice to you guys.
Yeah, it reminded me sort of whenever Les Miles did that to, what was that, Ole Miss? Or was it? Yeah, I think he did it to Jeff.
You sure he didn't do it on accident?
I think I remember that. Yeah, I think it was against Ole Miss.
Taking a knee with like 5 minutes to play.
Right, 4 minutes. That was they were beating them like 50-7.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
You know, this was. I think I want to say
that's
the last year. Yeah, I think that was the last year of Orgeron, or it had to be, because I think that was kind of the end of it. And LSU, it was pretty bad.
Well, you would expect them, like Vanderbilt. They've been down for so long. You'd expect them to just go push it in there at the end. But, yeah, they dominated both lines of scrimmage, which is your point, and that really is amazing.
Yeah, and then you sit back and you go, why? You know, Brian Kelly's got his best roster. They spent $18 million. Vanderbilt spent right at 10, according to the best information we can get on their roster. LSU has probably 5-1 in terms of the ratio of NFL caliber players on their roster. How is it that Vanderbilt is better than LSU? How is it that Vanderbilt is that much better than LSU? And how in the world can anybody be optimistic about this weekend against Texas A&M, who I think would throttle Vanderbilt because they're better offensively and defensively than Vanderbilt, in my opinion?
Have you heard from anybody that's optimistic about the A&M game?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, in my view, my perspective, it's shifting as the week goes on.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more of like, you know, well, Texas A&M doesn't win here. You this morning, Texas A&M, you know, falters towards the end, which is all true.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's not really anything. I said that earlier, too, that it would be just like the SEC for that to happen, because that happens a lot. And A&M does have a history of kind of folding at the end. But then when I think of how LSU has played in every game, I just can't see them winning.
And then you add to it the fact that LSU's not going to have Tyree Adams. They scored like in the 30s on their pass blocking as an offensive line. I mean, Texas A&M's got 25 sacks this season.
Yeah.
25. Yeah. That's what they had all last year.
But we've been here before. I mean, if LSU won, I wouldn't be totally shocked.
I will be.
I would be surprised.
I will be.
I would not be shocked. I would not be.
It's just kind of the way football happens sometimes.
Andre, make sure you record this and put it on the shelf, because we're going to revisit it.
I think A&M's going to win, but I'm just saying, if LSU won, I wouldn't be totally shocked, because
I could see
is.
And I kind of want to see if Whit Weeks plays. I think they desperately missed him. I don't know if it would have made a difference. Probably not.
The guy,
I think that.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
I was gonna. Let me just finish this point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a circle the wagons kind of moment. It's a night game in Tiger Stadium, and Texas A&M does what Texas A&M does in late October and November, and they lose a game, or you know they falter in some way. I would not be surprised if LSU just figures out how to win a game.
Yeah.
And so, but go on to your point on you brought up the point about how is Vanderbilt that much better. And the other thing about it too, Todd, is that Brian Kelly laid out the game plan of what they need to do. I mean, he talked about it extensively with the media on day of last week and Thursday and what, you know, all the times that he speaks about playing assignment football. And it was like when the players went out there on Saturday, in particular, Harold Perkins, who I think we can just finally – I think it's finally safe to say that this guy had a couple really great games his freshman season, but he's just an okay player. I mean, are we getting to that point of great athlete but not a difference maker on defense?
I'm not there yet because – wow. I think the guy has all the talent and skill in the world, and I think he represents part of the problem with LSU's inability from at a coaching staff level to get the stuff they need out of their players in order to do things.
The most out of their players.
Yeah, whether it's discipline, whether it's filling your pass lanes the right way. I mean, Kelly talked about it in his post-game press conference where he talked about how they didn't execute, they still have a chance. Who's they, by the way?
They players.
They's the players and the coaches. Is he not a part of the team? I mean,
I guess the point I was making was that they hammered home the point. They laid out the game plan for everybody to know, and the players then didn't execute it. I'm not saying that's not on the coaches.
Well,
but
and Vanderbilt's
it's
players
not like
did
this
execute.
Coaching staff is say that.
Vanderbilt's players did execute their game plan. So what does that mean?
Whatever LSU's coaches are trying to tell their players, it's not connecting. It's not there's. It's
I,
not
I agree with you on Perkins, but you know there may be an NFL coach out there who gets them to play well. It just hasn't happened here. You know, it is it the chicken or the egg? But the bottom line is LSU has enough talent to play much better than they played this season.
I agree with that. But I'm not going to harp on the Harold Perkins thing because I think it's very easy to make a case against me in this. But he played very well against Clemson. He played really well against Florida at points. He played horrible against Vanderbilt. And it was
didn't play
was
well at Ole Miss. Didn't play
yeah,
well.
Where was he against Ole Miss?
It might be him. I mean, you don't know.
Well, I mean, if it's him, get him out.
Yeah. Well, they don't.
Well, who
are
you
going to
put in there?
Well, we just spent $18 million on the portal. Everything.
Would it be
we got
safe
our best
to
depth. They got their best depth that they've ever had under Kelly.
Well, I think what we're finding out, the depth isn't very good. There's no competition on the offensive line.
Who backs up? Who backs up Harold Perkins? Did anybody know? I know.
Jordan
Devon Keys?
No, Jordan Gilbert. And where's he?
Well, he's headed to the transfer portal or redshirting.
Like, yeah, he's being protected to redshirt so he can go play somewhere else and preserve a year of eligibility. I mean, that's how I took that. Along with Ashton Stamps.
Well, Stamps wasn't ever playing this season anyway.
He didn't
earlier.
Play a lot, but he did have snaps, meaningful snaps.
Very few. Not as many as Jordan. Jordan had a good game at Clemson.
So I feel like I'm going all over the place, and I apologize to you guys and everybody
you're
else.
Depressed.
Well, there's a lot to say.
You're depressed.
There's a lot of.
I mean,
but
it's okay, the Saints.
How in the world. Don't talk about the Saints. How in the world.
Men's basketball.
How in the world.
The Pelicans.
How in the world could you possibly look at this game and think that Cassius Howell, a fifth year edge rusher who has 8 sacks this year, is not going to feast on. DJ Chester all game long. How can you possibly not?
Well, what do you guys make out of Brian Kelly defending Weston Davis, saying, hey, I'm going to ride with this guy because I think there's potential there and he's just going to have to take his beatings at time to time. DJ Chester, a guy that, let's face it, they'd probably rather not play.
It's the same reason Harold Perkins didn't come out of the game against Vanderbilt. They don't have anybody else to put in there.
And then there's just no competition anywhere else. I mean, it's I just don't understand that. And I understand Brian Kelly is not going to sit there and say, you know what, I agree with you guys when he's asked about it by the media. Weston Davis is bad. I see those Pro Football Focus scores. I see him as a turnstile out there just like you do. And, well, but he's going to go out there, and I understand he wants to publicly defend these guys, but it's just I go back to Whit Weeks' freshman season. Like, he would barely want to play Whit Weeks his freshman year.
Yeah, I know. But
and the same with, at that time, Perkins, who, I mean, they were slow to bring him around, too.
But you say he agreed with the, when posed the question at his weekly press conference on Tuesday, on Monday, he agreed with the former LSU players who have been criticizing that offensive line for a lack of physicality, and he basically ended up saying, we got to go with the five we got, and we just got to try to be more physical. And so that, who's that? This is the same guy who 6 weeks ago was talking about how great of a mauling offensive line this was going to be, and he knew offensive
mauling?
Lines.
He said they're mauling?
Yeah.
I remember him saying he was bullish on the line.
He's bullish, yeah. And they were going to –
which is just supportive of him no
matter
what.
Go back, and there's going to be mauling in it. You're going to hear him talking about being able to be mauling.
It doesn't matter what he says.
I know it doesn't. Well, that's later. Another point, right?
I know, but – part of the you keep harping on what he says.
Well,
the team's not playing well. Doesn't matter what he says.
Right. We'll talk more about Brian Kelly and his predicament and how LSU can potentially, as a program, dig themselves out of, or at least stop this spiraling downward trajectory that it seems like the program is heading. We'll get into that a little bit when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins' products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Bad road was a life for me. Home with LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn, Gwen Gilbo from Tiger Rag Magazine. So all of a sudden, Brian Kelly is on the hot seat. And I know I talked with you about this earlier today, Glenn, and you've actually done several interviews. It seems like people like to talk with you. Are you the executor? Is that what you are, Glenn?
Yeah, they want to talk to me when things are going bad. It was the same thing with Feinbaum. He would always call me when Les was doing poorly. They don't call me when things are going well. So I'm not sure.
But, I mean... People are saying, "Hey, it's time. It's year four. He's no closer to winning a national championship or competing for an SEC championship than he was, say, in 2023." And they're just that the progress hasn't been there. We still have to see how this season plays out. They may still finish. It's a possible they can finish as 9-3. I don't think they're going to run the table. I don't see that happening. But 8-4.
Possible.
What happens?
It's possible.
It's possible. What if they finish 8-4, 7-5, $53 million? Where does that come from? Where is the next $40 million that they need on top of that to hire the next staff and pay for the next group of transfer portal players? Where does all this money come from?
Yeah, that's a good point, and I'm going to let Glenn talk since you were addressing him. But they're already, before all this started falling apart, they were already projecting an $8 million loss this year in that athletic department. That for this year.
Could I also ask you another question? How does a new president that could be named in the next couple of weeks, how does that play into all this?
I know. I was talking about that, asking that same question earlier, and I don't know how he plays in. I mean, he's coming in almost
or
with
she,
a, yeah, or yeah, or she, with a almost an unenviable task for sure, if not an impossible one. I mean, Glenn and I were talking about it earlier, and I even talked about it on Talk Louisiana earlier this week. The only chance I think they have of getting any donor money next year is if they do have a new coach. Because I don't think even if they finish 7-5 and he survives that, which he probably will at 7-5 because
you
they don't.
Think?
Yeah, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I think he probably will because I think they'll make Sloan and Davis the scapegoat, and buy him another year. But I still don't think he's going to be able to be nearly as successful, if at successful at all, in raising money like he did last year.
Yeah, I think it might be similar to what they did with Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, also hired by Scott Woodward, who's the greatest AD ever because he hires such great coaches in every sport but football. But that's another story, and that's in my column at TigerRag.com. You can read that. But, they were just kind of like, okay, well, let's let Jimbo stay one more year. We'll cut some of the buyout, and then we'll get ready to hire a coach next year. That's what kind of happened. So, you know, they could kind of strategically do that. Okay, you know, let's give them this one more year, and then we'll get our ducks in a row. And but, you know, it's just such a hard situation now because, you know, like Todd, you said, the donors are going to be less, they're going to be reluctant to give a lot of money for the portal if Kelly comes back. Okay. All right. So you get rid of Kelly and you pay all this money for a new coach and a new staff, and the donors are going to give more money, but the net money might be about the same, you know, because you spent so much on the staff. So, and you know, in one scenario, Jeff, is, you know, you bring Kelly back, but he clearly knows he's in trouble, like Jimbo did going into that last year, and he gets to change coordinators, like Jimbo did. He brought in Bobby Petrino. So I would think Kelly should bring in a new offensive line coach and a new offensive coordinator, and then you see what happens. But, you know, once it starts going down like this, man, Steve Spurrier once said that, it's hard to reverse it. You're just kind of prolonging your agony. So one scenario is pay all the money now.
Yeah, and I think there will probably be some that will remember 2015 when Les Miles was on life support as far as being the head coach at LSU. The decision was made to bring him back.
That was a miracle.
In the 11th hour.
Right.
And then by the end of September, or it was after four games, wherever that fourth game was, he was no longer the head coach.
After arm. Yeah, well, that was an amazing story there because – all the fans were wanting Les Miles to be fired at the end of that 2015 season. But somehow their hate of Joe Oliva superseded their desire to want Les Miles fired. They turned Les into a hero and Joe into the devil. And he got more time, and then he failed. So I can't see you know, the same thing happening with Coach Kelly.
Hey, we're going to take a break, and then we'll bring in our first guest of the night. That's going to be Derry Beckwith, former LSU Tiger, who was coached by Les Miles. He was a part of that 2007 National Championship team. We'll also get you a scouting report on the third-ranked and undefeated Aggies, Olin Buchanan from TexAggs.com. Find it interesting that LSU's playing Texas A&M, considering all the circumstances that are going on right now with LSU, because A&M is the success story. Pay out the huge buyout, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, you're almost on the top of the college football world.
A&M has not won in Baton Rouge since 1994.
Wow. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth-generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins' products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Two deadly plane crashes in Louisiana today. In Lafayette Parish, three were killed when a barren Beechcraft went down in a field near the intersection of West Gloria Switch Road and Louisiana 93 near the community of Vatican. Later in Jackson Parish, a plane went down in a wooded area near Old Snipe Road, about 5 miles from Ruston Airport in neighboring Lincoln Parish. The pilot was the only person aboard that plane and did not survive. No word on the cause of either crash. Four people are dead in a pair of house fires in Louisiana over the weekend. Three, including a 10-year-old boy, were killed Saturday morning in Avoyelles Parish, while a 70-year-old man was killed Sunday night in Houma. Ken Pasterick with the State Fire Marshal's Office says these fires underscore the sheer importance of always having working smoke detectors in your home.
We know the house in Hesmer did not have a working smoke alarm. The house in Houma, it's undetermined at this time.
No word on the cause of either fire. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Two disappointing losses on the road for the LSU football team, and Coach Brian Kelly finds himself on the hot seat in his fourth season in Tigertown.
This was supposed to be the year the Tigers competed for a national championship. Instead, LSU has underperformed.
Garrett Nussmeier's healthy now, but he's still not the same as he was last year. Harold Perkins doesn't look like this great player we all thought he was a few years ago.
Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says if LSU loses a couple more games, Kelly could be fired after the season, despite a $53 million buyout.
I think it's realistic if he finishes 7-5 or 8-4.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
This year's cotton crop in Louisiana, which was expected to be the smallest ever, was even smaller than forecast. But LSU Ag Center cotton specialist Shelley Pate Kern says the yields have been excellent.
I'd say the majority of the cotton that I've seen, both in the field and just talking to different growers, people are actually very optimistic this year. We've had some really good looking cotton.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo and Todd Horn. We are broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. We bring in our first guest of the night, former Parkview Baptist star, former LSU Tiger national champion, Derry Beckwith. He joins us on Tiger Rag Radio. Derry, how you doing tonight? Do we got Derry?
Says we have Derry. Waiting on him still. He's on the call.
He is on a call. All right. So Derry, can you hear us?
I think that means he's on another call.
Oh, he's on another call. Oh. Okay.
No, he's supposed to be with us here. I don't know.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got there him. We got him. Right.
Hey, right. Derry. Thanks for joining us.
I was almost did you guys forget about me? You know, no, I'm ready to rock and roll.
We can't forget about you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you this right off the bat, since there's been a lot of talk about the physicality of the team, and there's former players have talked about the team not being soft. In fact, you were one of the first that I heard. We go all the way back to week two, I think we had you on, Derry, and we asked you about the offensive line, and you questioned the want to of that offensive line to really dominate their opponent. How much does this program miss a guy like Tommy Moffitt?
Well, Tommy Moffitt instilled a toughness, and to be fair, I think back when we were coming through with the strength and conditioning program, a lot of things were not scientific. A lot of things was about heart and grit and how far we can push you to get you to that limit, how far we can push you to make you strong mentally, how far we can push you to make you strong physically. I'm a firm believer in progressing. I'm a firm believer in innovation and doing new things and trying new things. But I'm also a firm believer in the foundation and the core value of things. And so I think sometimes with strength and conditioning, we can get so scientific, we can get so technical that the toughness part, the resilience part gets left out.
That's a great
and
point.
That's what Tommy Moffitt brought to this program, the 110s, to push you to the limit. Guys, you start to run 110s on a Monday after the weekend. So basically in the summertime, you never enjoyed yourself, because once you got to Friday, you was thinking about Monday, go out there running 110-yard sprint. So it was one of those things that we built a callus in our minds mentally, and so we went out and performed on Saturdays. We didn't win every game, but I guarantee you it's going to be a dogfight, and no one ever questioned if we were physical, and no one ever questioned if we were tough. Now, you can question X's and O's. You can question if I missed a tackle. You can question if I didn't go out to running back out the backfield. But you never question toughness. So I think now with the science involved in sports, it's missing a little bit. And you see the teams that's dominating. I'm watching A&M with Tommy Moffitt, strength coach. They are physical. They are mean. They are nasty. I'm watching even teams like Georgia, where they were saying, okay, they took a step back, but they're still physical. Now, all these teams that's competing for a playoffs have this physical mindset, because they're putting a little bit of science into it, but also the fact to be mentally tough is greater than the scientific portion of strength and conditioning. And look, I'm not in the strength program at LSU. I don't know for sure, but I do know they use a lot of technical things to make sure these guys are rested and well equipped, which is good. But also, look, ultimately, it's up to the player. Like, it's up to the player to go out there and produce, have a mindset that I'm going to beat this man one on one, and I'm going to dominate this person one on one as well.
Derry, is there anything in your mind, given the perceived real physical advantage that this Texas A&M defense has over this weak offensive line of LSU, non-physical offensive line of LSU, injured offensive line of LSU? Is there anything you see?
I think every defense going against the LSU offense is at an advantage. I was on Matt Moscona's show earlier today, and he asked, like, as a linebacker, what do you see watching film? What are you looking for? So I'm not looking for anything, because there's nothing to look for. Usually, as a linebacker, when I'm watching the old linemen in general, when I used to watch O-line on film, I watched how fast and how quickly they worked up to the second level, okay? How well they combo blocked and worked up to the second level. And when they got to the second level, were they able to turn the defender while in the hole? See, a lot of times, a lot of linebackers, when we take on great old linemen, they old linemen have the ability, not only are they physical and athletic, but they have the ability, once they attach to us, they can turn us in the hole and make that gap a little bit wider. See, our job as linebackers is to beat you at the point of attack and shrink that hole a little bit where the running back doesn't have room to run. But great old linemen have an innate ability to combo block, get up to the second level, turn us in the hole, make that gap a lot wider. This old lineman can't do that, because they're getting beat at the point of attack from the D lineman, so they're unable to work up to that second level. So they're getting dominated by three down linemen, which is a shame. And now, now you add a fourth down lineman, you're definitely going to get beat. So from a defense standpoint, there's nothing to scheme against because you're going against an offense who doesn't have a scheme. You're going against an offense who doesn't have an identity. You're going against an offense who doesn't have a rhythm. Guys, I'm not watching film. I'm not breaking down film. Them days are long and gone. I'm in insurance business. But when I watch this game on TV, every single time on second and long, they run the football. Okay? Then when they get to third and short, they throw a bubble screen. So it's you know these books where they have books like Insurance for Dummies, Real Estate for Dummies? This is Offense for Dummies. This is how insane this offense really is. And we can't score on the goal line. We had three chances to punch in against Vanderbilt. We couldn't do that. We had 50 yards rushing against the Ole Miss defense, who was last in the SEC in rush defense. And we had 57 yards rushing. So they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again without changing. This is insane. I don't see them getting better because we're in week seven now. They played seven games. They haven't shown any room for improvement. Every team that's competing for a championship has improved. Ohio State, they really played well offensively against Texas, but they improved every game. Alabama didn't play well against Florida State. They've improved every week. If you look at those teams, they've shown improvement. LSU offensively hasn't shown an improvement, so what makes me think that they can turn it around? Now, law of large numbers say they got one game in them to produce, but I just don't see it. I hope I'm wrong, though.
Jerry, is this a coaching problem?
It's a coaching and a player's problem. It is. Coaching problem from a schematic standpoint to put these guys in the right position to be successful. Okay, and coach's standpoint to make sure these guys are mentally tough and have a mental standpoint to think and react. And also from a player standpoint as well. Like, you have to individually look yourself in the mirror and take accountability for yourself and really ask yourself, am I giving 110%? Am I doing the things necessary to prepare for Saturday night? Now, with this NIL era, these guys are distracted with a lot of different other things. They have other things going on. So, for me, I don't know how to deal with that because I'm thinking, man, if I do with NIL and then deal with Tim Tebow and Percy Harvin or Dan McFadden or Felix Jones or Knowshon Moreno or Matthew Stafford on Saturday night, how focused would I would have been? So they have to get to the point to not listen to guys like me, okay, not listen to guys in the media because that can be a distraction. Because I was in college. Look, sometimes I click Tiger dropping. Worst thing ever. Worst decision ever, right?
Yeah.
They got to stay away from what I'm saying. Look themselves in the mirror. Hold each other. Hold themselves accountable. And be truthful to themselves. We are not the football team we think we are.
Terry, always great getting your perspective on the LSU Tigers. We'll see. They could have, I mentioned it. I don't know if they will, but they could have the circle wagons moment here and win one for the Gipper type of game, and people feel a lot better about the direction. But still, there's too many red flags out there, that's for sure. Thanks for your time, Terry.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Todd. Have a good one.
All right, that is Terry Beckwith. We got to go to a break because we got to get to our next guest, Olin Buchanan with TexAgs.com. He'll join us when we come back from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hey, guys, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the editor, Glenn Gilbo, as we're inside the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Joining us now here on Tiger Rag Radio, it's Olin Buchanan from TexAgs.com as he gives us a scouting report on the Aggies. Olin, how you doing tonight? Do we got Olin?
He's on.
He's right on. Yep.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. We're having like this delay here. How you doing, Olin?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, guys.
So there are 11 openings in college football, 11 head coaching openings, 7 of them on the FBS level or Power 4 level, 7 of them on the Power 4 level, 4 of them mid-majors, the rest of the FBS. And I really feel that some of these moves, and now granted, you know, the Billy Napier was eventually going to come. But in particular, I look at the James Franklin firing for sure. Texas A&M is the success story in this. People, when they let go of Jimbo Fisher and said, oh, my gosh, they got to pay this huge buyout. How are they going to survive? And we all understand that there's some deep pockets at Texas A&M, so not every situation is different. But I think there are a lot of movers and shakers in the world of college football that are with these respective programs, and they look at Texas A&M and they say, see, this is what could happen. We could turn this around quickly. Do you get the sense that they're trying to follow the Texas A&M model, a lot of these head coaching moves that we're seeing right now?
Maybe without necessarily meaning to. I mean, if they look at it and said, hey, look, A&M did what had to be done, and it's working out for them. Look, they're number 3 in the country. Mike Elko has been a great hire, and they decided to make a move instead of, you know, stuck on the in the mire with of mediocrity where they were with Jimbo there at the end. So they look at that and say, look, it's worked at A&M, so why can't it work for us? Maybe they are looking at that and say, hey, that's the way to go.
Olin, this is Todd. In your opinion, what is the difference between this Texas A&M team, this coaching staff, Mike Elko, and what was going on under the previous staff?
I can only tell you because I don't get to be that close, right? But I can say what we hear from the players. They say there's a lot more accountability, that there's a lot more attention to detail, just a lot more organization. You know, I think bringing in Tommy Moffitt has had a huge impact. So they can thank Brian Kelly for that. But I think it's just, Mike Elko is just so thorough, from what the way the players tell us. And, Jimbo didn't do a bad job here. In fact, 4 years in, everybody still loved him,
and he got his contract updated.
After 3 years. Almost seemed like he got complacent he wouldn't fire coaches that were obviously underperforming. Had a guy in charge of recruiting that was incompetent and really didn't do anything about it. And it just felt like that he got his, and now he tell me if you've heard this before. His offense was kind of archaic, and everybody wanted to get a different offense, and he wouldn't do that. So it was just like this. He was so stubborn.
Yeah, and he had beaten Saban. He was the first pupil to beat Saban, and it kind of he kind of got content, like you're saying.
It seemed that way,
right?
He might say, if you ask him, he might say that's all BS, but that's the way it seemed. But what I can tell you is what the players tell us, and all those things that you said, you know, like paying more attention to detail, more accountability, and those things. So I have to believe that's the biggest difference.
Talking to Olin Buchanan of TexAgs.com. Olin, A&M has had great starts before, and there's been years when you thought they were going to be really good, and then things didn't end well. Do you think this is the year? Is it? It's looking like it could be the year. What's your gut feeling?
Well, you're referring to what we call the November fade. We always say that Texas A&M put the no in November. Turkeys have better months in November than the Aggies have had.
Nice,
but you feel like that. Yeah, you get the feeling that things are a little bit different. You know, they can win in different ways. They've shown this ability to win close games. And make the key plays at the clutch moments, which is not really what they've been able to do before. Usually when they won, it was because they got a fast start and was able to hold on. They had a touchdown pass on nearly the last play of the game to beat Notre Dame. Their defense came up big in the last 2 minutes to deny Auburn. Now, you know, maybe a lot of defenses can do that, but that's the kind of game A&M might have lost in the past, right? So, I'd like to think it is, but again, until they win in Baton Rouge, you don't know how much has changed, because I was there in '94 the last time they won there. And there's been some teams that on paper look like better than what LSU had, and yet, you know, Les Miles saved his job against A&M. Ed Orgeron and Max Johnson beat A&M with a pass with like 30 seconds to go. So I think you go into Baton Rouge thinking, well, yeah, if things are really different, this is where you're going to find out.
Well, Olin, now you let your son get away from Texas, Quinn, to come to LSU. I think he's a junior or a senior now.
He's
a senior. Okay. How did that happen? And is he spying for the Aggies?
Well, it was kind of a chain of events. He did some research, found the business school at LSU was ranked in the top 25 of the country, and was really like that. I think that LSU, he had some good grades, and they gave him a pretty decent scholarship, not enough. And then he went over there, and I think he got drunk with some guys and said, this is the place for me.
That happens a lot.
Olin, could you hang on for another segment here?
Sure, I got nowhere to go.
All right, good stuff. Olin Buchanan from TexAgs.com. We'll continue our conversation with him and continue to get more on the Texas A&M Aggies, the Tigers' opponent, on Saturday night. This is Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac Standby Generators.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious
with multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo, and the executive editor, Todd Horn, from the Super Chevy Dealer Studios, joining us for another segment here, Olin Buchanan from TexAgs.com. And Olin, I wanted to ask you, last year's win for Texas A&M over LSU, what did that mean for the program? Because it just seems like that was a big, I don't know if confidence builder is the right way to say it, but it seems like the Aggies have had a bit of a swagger since that victory against LSU that kind of gave them a reason to really believe in what Mike Elko was preaching to the players.
Yeah, maybe that. You know, look, anytime you beat LSU at A&M, it's a good thing, right? But remember that, yeah, they beat LSU, but then they – lost their next four games against Power Four competition. You know, they lost three straight SEC games and then lost the bowl game to USC. I think it showed that they might be on the right track with this guy. They had some injuries late, and, you know, that's not an excuse, but it did affect the team. Le'Veon Moss, a Louisiana kid who's hurt again, but he got hurt and they just weren't the same without him last year. Now, this year they can absorb that loss a little better because they have some other weapons. I think it kind of gave you the indication that even though things went south in November, like it usually does, that things might be different with Mike Elko. I thought he made a great move. I think it was pretty obvious when he decided to change quarterbacks last year. And, you know, sometimes a coach is very hesitant to take out his starting quarterback, and Mike did it after a big turnover and the game changed. And I think making a move like that that turned out to be so successful, you know, gives you all the fan base and everybody some confidence in Mike.
Olin, you still got more time for us?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. We got to hit our top of the hour break, and then we'll go solid with you for about 10 minutes after that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. All right. So more of Olin Buchanan from TexAgs.com as we continue with Tiger Rag Radio. Jacques Doucet from WAFB-TV set to join us as well in hour number two. And Chris Lowe from On3.com. So a lot to get to here as we continue on with Tiger Rag Radio. This is Jeff Blerm along with Todd Horn, Glenn Gilbert, and Andre Champagne. One more segment here with Olin Buchanan from TexAgs.com after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.